that relates to the vidui that we recite and the vidui that the Kohen Gadol, the Avodah, and the vidui in the Beis HaMikdash recited. And that's the Gemara on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Someone's recording? Thank you, Jeremy. So the Gemara starts off as follows. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan Ketzad Misvada. How is one to confess? So the Gemara says, Avisi Pashati V'chatas. You're supposed to mention three types of chatoim. Avisi Pashati V'chatas. V'chein B'Seir HaMishtaleich. Also, when it comes to throwing off the seer on the cliff, the goat on the, off the cliff, who Omer V'Hizvada Olav Eskol Avonos B'nei Yisrael Eskol B'Sheim L'chol Chatosim. So you see that it was in the order of Avisi Pashati Chatos. This was all the opinion Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir comes up with his opinion based on three sources that the recitation of Vidoy should be Avisi Pashati Bechatasi. What does that mean? What are those different statements referring to? So you'll get that from the continuation of the Gemara. Zok the Gemara, v'chacham amrim l'chacham disagree with the Rimei. Chacham amrim avoinos elu azdoinus. What is avoinus? What is an avon? Avon means doing an aveira b'meizim. V'chinu amr achreis tacharis hanefesh ahi avona ba. Chivik krisis are for an oven, for one who does something in bezit. The person doesn't get karis, he does b'shoigim. Pshoim. So what's a pesha? Pesha is another type of avir. Elu hamerdim. A person can do something b'mezit, but not do it in order to rebel against the Rabbanu Shalom. But then there's another level of chait, which is called a pesha, which is doing it b'teris merida. Mahachis against the Rabbanu Shalom. Chinu Omer, and the raya for this is the pasuk of Malach, Melech Mayav Pesha, Bi, Pasha Bi, Va'omer Oz Tishva, Levona Be'esai, Lechol Chatasun. Finally, what's the last type of Aver? Lechol Chatasun, Elo Ashkogas. Chinu Omer, Nefesh Kisechta Bishkogad, Parshas Chatas. Person who does a Chatal, Bishkogad, that is the nature of that avirus. A chatos, a chait, has the connotation of being shaggy. So what? So come along, chacham, and they say once we translate what these ideas mean and what these phrases all connote, so therefore chacham said as follows. U'me'achar she'isvada al azdoinus va'al amerdin. Come along, Chacham, and they say, Rabbi Meir, I don't understand your opinion. Once a person is misvada already on a mezid and on even being mired, he's going to go back and go to a leichter zach, like a shoygek. A progression. So if you're going to go and already achieve kaparo and be misvada for a severe aveira, so then it's no longer going to be necessary to mention the lighter aveiras. Elakachay misvada. Rather, you make a progression. Misvada chatosi ve'ovisi upashati. Therefore, chachamim say we go minakal elakoved, and therefore we mention first the chait b'shoigeg chatosi ovisi, which is a more severe avira, but it's not as bad as a pesha, because it's not bemerid, it's not lahachis, it's just bemezid. And then finally, pashat. B'chein b'David hu omer chatanu, ma'abosenu ve'evinu ve'ershanu. B'chein b'shleimu omer chatanu, b'chein b'daniel hu omer chatanu, ve'ershanu, umeradnu. See the progression, all these. Aye, so what are you going to do with the pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu? Elamau, hu sha'omer Moshe noise ovenu fe'asha v'chata. Didn't the pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu sound like the opinion of Rabbi Meir? So the Gemara,
Amar Moshe lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Rabbeinu Shalom b'shas Yisrael chaytem lefanecha v'yisin shuva asa lehem zdoinus b'shkavos. Right? So there, that was talking about a different thing. It wasn't vidui. It was a request from Moshe Rabbeinu to be mahapech these chatan. Amar Shmuel Amar Rava loch k'dibrei chachamim. How do we paskin on the shayla zok the Gemara? We paskin like chachamim. In fact, the Gemara pshita yochad Rav Malach Karab. The Gemara says, "Mal the same mistaber time the Rav Meir to come aside like Karab." The Moshe, I would have thought that maybe I should side like Rav Meir because he has a pasuk going like him by Moshe. So therefore, the Gemara says it has to be mechadish that Halach is Karab. And there was a story, a person who was davening in front of Rabbi, and he said the vidur like Rameir. I'm like Shabkas Rabbanova Avadat Rameir. I'm like Rameir. He says, I held like Rameir, like Rameir because the pasuk sounds like him. Rashi says, and he thought like Rameir. Okay, but that's not the halach. So everybody said, the first thing a person really needs to ask themselves when they're looking at this Gemara is, what's the Svar of Rav Meir? Yeah, Shemi.
According to Rashi, Rav Meir's Svar is that because the puzzle... You can't hear me? Now can you hear me?
Is everyone muted by me? Can someone talk?
I'm trying to talk now. Is there a problem with my microphone?
Are you guys all muted?
I hear you.
Can anyone else hear me?
I can't hear you. Oh no. How do I do this? You can't tell me because I can't hear you. Oh gosh. How do I unmute you guys? You guys type to me how to unmute you guys. Say, what's with Urban Mayor? So it's really, it's time beer, what's with Urban Mayor? So I saw the Sfasemis. Sfasemis works on this. Sasema says You go from easier to more chomer. The Rabbanon hold that no, through a shoyge you come to a maze. And then suddenly, and then memela, a person comes to a pesha. So therefore, that progression is the sheet of the rabbanon. In Ken Yishlis Vados Kederach say there asiyas averes. Therefore, a person should confess the way he gets more involved in chait. Achrach ha'avu l'chein Yishlis Vados b'koydem al chait v'achrach ha'avu. Ba'adolay mefarish ha'gemara time under a mayor. That which the gemara doesn't explain the rationale of a mayor. Ef shalom d'loy l'chash l'shnuyim mishum de be'emes yesh svar lehepuk gamkein. So Sasema says a svara within Rabbi Meir that perhaps, you know, I don't have the mode of communication. If there's a blockade, if there's mamish like a shtempel on me, that is a pesheya.
or a person that's with Avoinus. So I can't even start a dialogue until I remove the schmutz, until I recognize that that's just not me, and I'm confessing those things, and then we could start talking about tshuva. So Reb Meir also has a svara. There's perhaps that's the reason why to go in that order and not go in terms of progression. I saw Eliyashiv ask, but why is it that a mazid comes before a pesha? If you're going to say that it's the most severe, the pesha should come for worse first. So he wants to say that perhaps a pesha is like a totally different category, and like that's like mamish, like a mumer lahachis, like the Gemara says that if you do chatoy and mamish the merida, you know, and a person does something lahachis, so we're choshish that he mamish is shechita as a nevela, mamish is like, you know, is a dino ka'akum, so like it's like mamish a different category. So we have a totally, you know, we can't even start with that. You know, we have to address people that are betoch, and then we could address the other issues. But ultimately, Rabbi Yisai, at the end of the day, we pass like the Rabbanon. However you slice it, whatever the svara for a mayor is, we pass like the Rabbanon, as the Gemara says clearly, and already paskins that a person should say chatasi, avisi, pashati in the progression order, minakal, elakavi. So when you open up a Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva and Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam, when he brings down this halacha, Keitzat, Mizvada, Oimer, Ono Hashem, Chotosi Avisi Pashati, person, Paskins like, Chachamel Lefanech, Vasisi Kach Lekach, or Nichamti B'Shtei Ma'asei Ula'olam, Eino Chayzo Lidabrezeh. Zoi Karo Shalvidu. This is the essence of vidui. Rabbi said that's very important for the Rambam, because the Rambam holds vidui is everything. The Rambam even doesn't bring down the mitzvah of tshuva. He writes that a person has to be mizvada, which is a shmuz on its own, about the essence of tshuva according to the Rambam and what role it is in light of the Rambam highlighting specifically the mitzvah of vidui in tshuva. V'cholamar b'lizvados umarach b'nyin zeh arezeh meshuvach. So Rabbi say, what comes to mind, Rabbi say, the Rambam just seems like he's paskening our Gemara like the Chachamim. And the Rambam says, he writes it right here. Vidui zeh mitzvah esi. Counts the mitzvah of vidui. Fascinating din that the Rambam counts the mitzvah of vidui. We don't have time to get into that right now. What happened to the mitzvah of tshuva? And does the Rambam hold that there's a mitzvah of tshuva? It doesn't sound like in this Rambam that there's a mitzvah of tshuva. It sounds like there's a mitzvah of vidui, and tshuva might be a prerequisite for vidui. But the essence is to confess. But when the Rambam is telling you how you confess, he passes like chacham. But Rabbi said, there's something very, I don't like this without you being able to communicate with me. But there's something very problematic with this Rambam. The Rambam sounds like that every time I'm mizvada for every chait, that I'm going to be misfadu for, that we're going to be involved with Rabbi Say, which is the mitzvah Shabbayoyim now and also on Yom Kippur. Perhaps those are similar mitzvahs, perhaps they're different. Another time to discuss the vidui on Yom Kippur versus the vidui in general. The problem is, Rabbi Say, why would I be saying in every time that I'm being misfadu, Chatasi Avisi Pasha? Did everyone understand the question? Every chait should be dependent on what you did and what the situation is. Were you chait b'shaygig? So then I should say the statement of chait, of chatosi. If we're talking about an avera that I did the mazit, so then I should use the terminology of avisi. Why am I saying each one each time? It says the Rama, sounds like in the Rama. So you'll tell me I don't recall. But let's say I do recall. The Rama's talking about a person who is recalling it. Rambam is talking about, I knew it, it's after Shabbos, and now I'm doing tshuva. I was b'chal Shabbos. Okay, were you do? The question is, before you enter into the world of vidui, did you do it b'shaygig? Did you do it b'mezid? Did you do it b'merit? Then we should figure out the correct terminology. That's not what the Rambam says. That's not what the Rambam says. So the Minchas Chinuch raises this issue. and he loved Dafka's the Rambam, and he admits that it's a deichik pshat. What he says, what the Rambam means is l'chol market isla. In a chanam. Rambam's just saying a general lashon. Whenever you're going to say whatever's relevant, whatever pertains to you, so those are the different iskhals. Rabbi Isai, that's the, you saw the Minchas Tanach, Shin Samach Dalet? Everyone saw? It's just not mashba like that in the Rambam. It's not only not mashba that in the Rambam highlights what you're supposed to do by, the Rambam compares it to being makrav a karban. Everyone knows Rabbi Isai, Zevach Rishayim Tayeva, the Gemara says. You know, it's not like you just were able to bring a carbon and zehu, and you just spent a little money and the carbon was done. No, tshuva was critical, and the carbon is puzzle if you're not, if you're being oimed b'cheta, and you were not misvada on the chet. That's the essence of the carbon, and if a person does not do tshuva when he brings a carbon, the Gemara says the carbon is puzzle, zevach rishayim tayeva. That's not acceptable. And the Rambam himself is saying, and then the Rambam in Ma'aser Karbanos, when he brings that down, he says that same language. So I think it's clear from the Rambam, not like the Minchas Chinuch, that he's just giving a generic language. And whatever is applicable to your situation, that's what you should apply. But no, the Rambam L'chayra held that there was a reason for each and every chaytay in every scenario, whether it was shaygeg or whether it was mezid, to mention also chatasi avisi pshat. Even if it was a chayt and it was only shaygeg. But the question is, Rabbi said, why would that be? You see, from the Gemara itself, I wouldn't have a kash. The Gemara is saying, The Avodah, the Kohen Gadol, he was mechaper for all the chatoim of Klal Yisrael, Gans Klal Yisrael, so he needs a generic language that is all-inclusive to all the different chatoim of Klal Yisrael. There were many chatos, there were many avisis, there were many pashatis, and this is Yom Kippur. And we got to be all-inclusive when we're going to say this vidui, and that's the nature of the language of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur. But the Rambam is codifying the mitzvah's vidui for kol yachid v'yachid al kol chet v'chet. And I don't mean specifically chet v'chet b'tara shaygit. I mean every sin. So why is it that you would say this language with this triple mashmos, where it might not necessarily be specific to the mitzvah that you're being misvada for? It's not a generic tshuva that the Rambam's talking about. A person has to be misvada for every avera. It's very hard. This is not going to be an easy process, everybody's saying. We have to really think about everything we've been doing. And everything that we've been involved with. Life has accountability. And now's the time to account for it. Hakara sachet, harata, regret, aziva sachet, kabbalah la'asid, vidoy. All of those things pertaining to every specific aver, as best as we can. Not easy. So come along with Shach. And he quotes from the Brisker Rav, fascinating teretz based on a gra in on Shmuel that speaks about David confessing and Yehoinasan stopping him and telling him that he only needs to say chatasi, he doesn't need to say avisu poshati. The gra is mashma that in general. There would be relevant for you to say avisu pashati in a general vidoy, and this didn't apply specifically to David HaMelech. But the question is why? So comes along Rav Shach and he says a chiddush. He says, because even if you're in the world of shayyid, and all you did was a chatas, but there might be a shemetz and some mazid that was involved in your getting to that chatas. You didn't look it up. You weren't responsible. Or you were a little bit upset with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and that led to, even though the Avera per se might have been b'shoigeg,
But that doesn't necessarily mean that the Avera did not involve with it any mezid or any merit. That's Rosh Hashanah's super chiddush. And therefore, it's relevant by every single Avera that we should cleanse ourselves and clear ourselves from every dimension of the Avera, which included possibly the Avonos and the Psham as well, that got us to this chattas. That's a massive chiddush of Rosh Hashanah. And Rabbi Say, I'll be honest with you, it doesn't sit well with me. As much as it answers our question, or Rav Shach says, it's a big chiddush to you to tell me that I have to be concerned with not necessarily the technical Avera itself. When I'm doing tshuva right now, I'm doing tshuva for the Avera, right? So now I become an Avon, I become Mezit because of all the other aspects of Shemetz. Now I have to be Misvada. And if that's the case, so why don't I have to apply all aspects of tshuva to that? Why is it specifically Vidu? It's a big chiddush. But even more bothersome, Rabbi say, which is really the kasha that really bothers me, is that Rav Shach doesn't really explain why I need to mention a chatas when I was mired. His explanation makes sense when a person was chayte b'shoigeg, that there might be some relevance also. You're not so clean. You're not just a shoigeg. You might have some shemets of mezid and merid, but what about the opposite sense? What about if a person whose mom is being mired? Why is it relevant to say chatas? So that really brings Hadra Kush L'duchta, brings us back to the forefront, a major question. So by say, I'd like to share with you, I think there are different approaches to the Shiloh, but I'd like to share with you now, with the little time that we have left, a new approach that I saw in the Sefer Shmuas Chaim. A beautiful pshat, I thought, and really addresses and opens up a new angle to the entire approach to tshuva. And I sent it to you in the Sefer Shmuas Chaim. Let's read it inside. But before I do that, let's look at the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva and Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, and then Halacha Del. Umaya tshuva, zok the Rambam in Beis Beis, u'sheyazev achoyt techeto v'yasirenu v'machshav also. Person should leave the chait and remove it from his thought process. Yigmar b'loibo shelo yaseo. And he should solidify in his heart that he will never do it again. Shneemar, yazov rosh adarko v'ish oven machshavosov. As the pasuk says, we just leant and we just said in slichos, yazov rosh adarko, he has to leave his path. V'ish oven machshavosov, and he has to get it out of his conceptual reality. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives edus on you, Rabbi Say. Frightening language of the Rambam. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is made on you. Yodea Talumos. What is Yodea Talumos, Rabbi Say? Talumos. He knows all secrets, all that is hidden. He knows all inner thoughts. Talumos miloshen oilom. Oilom is alam, is the hidden one. The whole oilom is a pella, is all hidden. What's really going on? Yodea talumos is the one that runs the oilom. Shelo yoshev lazeh achit la'oilom, he tells us, and he has the ability to be made when a person really has tshuva, Rabbi says. Tshuva is a frightening thing. Do you really mean what you're saying, that you don't want to come back to that chait? Do you really mean what you're saying, that enough with the bittul zman, enough with the lashon hara, enough with the shmiras einayim, enough with all these bad habits that we have, Rabbi Say? Can we reach the level that the Rabbeinu Shalom b'chvedu b'atzmo, to yodea kol talumos, he knows all what's hidden, that he could really say, that's my guy. That is my guy. Shelo yoshev lazeh achit la'olam, that he really has an affirmation that he doesn't want to return to this chait forever. Shnemar v'loy oid, v'loy nemar oid elekeinu l'masi adino asher v'ruchari ruchum yosu.
Tzarech l'isvados, then finally he has to be misvada and confess. B'svasum v'loimer in yonis elu shagamer b'libo. And he has to confess everything that he said, everything that we just discussed, he has to express with his mouth. Kol misvada b'dvarim v'loigamer b'libo, but it's not enough to confess with your lips and just utter. Talk is cheap, says the Rambam. In Halacha Gimel, lazov hariz adoyim l'toyel v'sharetz b'yado. It's like going into a mikvah while still holding the sheretz in your hand. If you don't mean and you don't have a full intent and a commitment to what you're saying, talk is cheap. If it's not tocho kuboro when you're uttering this vidoy, you're wasting time. Tov sheretz biyado. Sheina tefila moelis hachi yashlech sheretz till you get that tumah out of your heart and you totally left the world of chetz, then the vidoy doesn't take effect. He should explicitly express the chet shenemar. Now let's read the Rambam in Halacha Dalet. Listen to this. It's from darkei atshuva to do something else. He should cry. He should scream out to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and he should do tztaka. Umisrachik harbe min adover shechatavo, and he should distance himself from that chet. Umishana shma, he should have a new personality, a new name. Klomer sha'ani acher, I'm a different person. Ani oisa ish she'osa oisa na maisa, and I'm not going to be the same person that did those things. Umishana maisa kul matova uladerach isha. But says the Rambam, included in my vidoy, included in my tshuva process to a specific chet, was a mushan emosim kulam l'toivo l'derech yishara. The goylim imkomo shagolus b'chaperes, and he leaves his place, and he's mushan all of his mice. The Rambam is saying this in the context of telling me how to do tshuva on a specific chet. So I think what this is introducing to us, Rabbi Yisai, what the Shmuz Chaim points out, but I'd like to elaborate on what he's saying. Midarkei atshuva lios shov tzoyek tamin l'tnei Hashem umbur mized de'ikar mahus atshuva hishayazov cheta amasuyim she'oso midarkei atshuva sheyishana kol ma'asov l'toyv. Not enough for me just to be focused on this avera. But there's something about this avera that now affected all of my practices and my entire relationship with Hashem. And me being misvadeh and me being choizer b'tshuva on this specific chet has implications on my entire approach and avoda towards the Bairis Barak. And that's why the Rambam saying in Halacha Dalet, midarkei atshuva is to be mishana all of your actions, all of your practices. It's not going to be ma'akev in my kapara and my tshuva on this specific avera. If a person eats chelev b'shoigeg, you have to get rid of that chet specifically. Ach mi milas at tshuva, the most impressive tshuva is, and the most ideal tshuva is, sha'af shar chatov yazma mi yishana kol ma'isa l'toiva. That this azivas hachet of chelev will now propel me to leave the world of chet l'gabi shar ma'isim as well and enhance other ma'isim. Bein b'mezid, bein b'merit. Da'af da'at ba'loshuv l'isfadas rak alachilas chelev. Even though right now specifically I'm only involved in this avera of chelev, meirker din maspik lo vidoy al achilas chelev. Avol mimalas hatshuva sheizvada ata af al shar chatov yishana ata af kol ma'isa l'toiva. This will now be a propeller to now fix and enhance all of my actions and my whole derech in shemayim, towards shemayim. You see, Rabbi Yisai, what I think is being highlighted over here, and what I think possibly one could suggest, why you have to include all other chatoim, and there are a few different explanations, Rabbi said, in addition to Rav Shach's explanation. But if we take the Rambam at face value, he's saying at every Avera, even though there's that specific Avera and there's the specific way you transgress the Avera, which might have been Mered, Shoge, or the Mezid, but it, the world of Chet is a Metzias that affects my Avedas Hashem in totality. And when a person experiences and transgresses one Avera, that affects his relationship and now could be conducive to more Averas. Averas, Gereras, Avera. And it's a way of life that now, even that Avera connects to other Averas. So if a person wants to now really do the Milas HaTshuva and really return to Hashem, Meshavda Ad Hashem Elokecha, person has to be cognizant that letting in the Metzias of Chet, which, as we know, Rabbi say, is not just fixing a wrongdoing, but is a way of life and is a Metzias in the Velt, that now is a Pgam, that Rabbi Chanan spoke to Rabbi Chafetz Chaim about, that it's not enough just to fix the Gavra, but you actually made a Pgam in the Velt. You made actually something in the world that is Pogum, that needs Tikkun through the Chet. So then I also need to eradicate everything that's connected in a Hemshech of this Avera as well. And therefore it's relevant when I'm Shav B'tshuva to even address and point out other things that might have be connected or outgrowths of the fact that this Avera was a possibility and was something that existed in my reality. Avera Guerreras Avera. And therefore, I'm not involved in being misvada specifically on all of these Averas, but I recognize that Avera leads to other Averas. And I recognize, like Rashi tells me, that once I start doing this, and I'm not makbid on Shemitah, and I'm not makbid on this, and ultimately I'm going to end up being a Malva Beribis, and I'm going to be Ovid Abrazara, and I'm in the world and the derech of a Russian. And now I'm going to turn that car around. And now I'm going to use this Vidoy experience to now leave the world of Averos, and that includes all types of Averos. Mered, Shoigig, Mezid, and this is going to be a Ma'ula de Ketshuva that is going to make a change in my life. So it's not only going to be specifically a Kabbalah Asid in terms of this Chet Befrat, but also the outgrowths of the approach that I had to Chet in general and to sins in general and to anything that was anti what the Rebbeinu Shalom stands for. So therefore, every Chet Befrat connects to a Klaliyistika of Idui that represents my relationship with Hashem and my trajectory, where I'm going in my Avodas Hashem. So it's not enough for me just to be specific and only focus on this transgression per se. I need to affect and approach this vidoy in a totality level. The Meir has a lashon that there's a vidoy haklal and a vidoy haprat. And perhaps that's what we're suggesting right now. We need to approach this Avera in terms of its implication on what's happening to us in all of our words, Hashem, Bechlolis, and how this is being geirer and affecting and might relate. Once I became less sensitive to a chatas, that might have actually relate to a level of avon, to a level of pesha, to other different sins that are relevant right now. Perhaps that's what we need to be misvada and confess. And we need to bring that reality out. See, the Rambam highlights vidoy because the Rambam wants us to know that chet is real. Chet is something that exists, like the Chafetz Chaim said. Chet is something that you can touch. Chet is an existence that is just a bad reality. And don't think that it's fluff. Don't think that it's just olam b'machshava. It's important to enunciate. It's important to bring it out into the open and be expressive about it. But perhaps the Rambam is trying to tell us that it's not just this chet per se, but it's all of the domino effect of this chet and all of its tentacles and how it latched itself to a new approach and a new level. And therefore we should realize that this chet is not independent, but this chet added and connected to other things that caused me to fall off my track. And we can't look at this chet only in an independent, befrat level. We need to be misvada ala klal.
So even if you're just chayta b'shege, and even if you're just chayta b'meizid, realize that that created a derech. But so the Chafetz Chaim said in Meir D'Gamashal, Chafetz Chaim said that there was a family that was suffering, freezing cold out in the woods, and they couldn't sleep at night, and they couldn't find any wood that was available for them to heat up, to get a fire. They needed small blocks, and they couldn't do it, and they couldn't sleep. The Chofetz Chaim said they remembered that there was a set of train tracks a few miles away. And one of the children had an idea that they're going to take one of the pieces of wood on the train tracks and bring it home to the fireplace so that they would have some heat for them to sleep. And Baruch Hashem, they slept very well, and they never had such a good night's sleep in a long time. The next day, Rabbi Yisai, after they took one or two pieces of wood off of the train tracks, they didn't realize was that the train totally derailed and went off the track. So their svara was, it's just one piece of wood. It's just one other block on the train. The train will keep moving. What they didn't realize is that one piece of wood, that can derail the entire train. Chofetz Chaim said, we're on a train from here to Shammai. So a person could say, I'm a firm guy. I'm be'etzim okay. I have to take care of the chatas, the chilev that I ate. Fine, b'shogeg. But be'etzim, that's the way we approach truth. But be'etzim, like, everything else is pretty good. It's A-okay. No. There's a train over here. And if you're missing one block, Rabbi Yisai, that block now relates to the entire train track and train getting to where it needs to get to. And that's what the Rambam is telling us over here, perhaps. It's not just this chayt. It's a life of chayt. And that leads to a train that's going to derail. And that leads to an existence that's not going to be able to thrive and succeed. So therefore, you got to be makir that. And specifically at the time of Vidur, when we're being expressive and we're bringing this chayt out of the pnim and into the open world and expressing it and making mamashistik and saying, this is real. This is MS. I'm going to express this. But I'm not only expressing it as one block. I'm expressing it in its effect on the entire train ride, on the entire train tracks, in the totality. And Amir Tzashem Rabbi Yisai, if a person achieves tshuva, not only befrat to fix that specific avera, but to fix his entire existence and his entire track towards Shamayim, Yitz Hashem, he will be able to rebuild his kesher with the Rabbeinu Sholem and achieve full kapara, Yitz Hashem, and refresh as new on a train from here to Shamayim. All right, Rabbi said, Jeremy,